This is Lead 12:12, a podcast on Christ-centered leadership based on Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. Thanks for listening. Here's Dave and Chris.
On the whole, God's love for us is a much safer subject to think about than our love for Him. C.S. Lewis.
Beautiful.
Hey, everybody. How are you? We're so glad that you're listening.
Yes, we are.
We're very grateful. We're doing our best to give you some information and also hopefully some application and mainly some Jesus love, because that's Amen. The goal. We want to... That's why we do it right there. We got our own Amen Corner here at Lead 12:12, and our goal is just to help you in your leadership. So please let us know if there's something we can do.
Yes, please.
You can message us. Chris is always really quick to get that. And if there's anything we can do, if you want to talk to one of us, just send your number to us, and we'll definitely figure a way to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Lead1212.com.
There it is. He's good at doing that. I always forget to say that. So there you go. Make sure you check our website out.
Please do.
We got a good topic today, Chris. What are we talking about?
We are talking about one of the biggies, transformational leadership. This is, simply put, the most popular approach to leadership and has been since the early 1980s. So we're in for a big one today.
Amen and amen. Everybody excited?
I know I am.
I am too.
There we go. Yes.
There it is.
All right. The idea for transformational leadership, Dave, came from James Downton in 1973. And the focus of transformational leadership is giving attention to the charismatic elements of leadership. This is a very charismatic form.
Gotcha. Charismatic. Let's explain kind of what that looks like. It's attracting people.
Yes.
That's exactly. Something that you want. You love it so much. You see it. It's on fire, and you want to catch that fire.
Absolutely right. So what is transformational leadership? Transformational leadership is a leadership method by which the individuals are changed and transformed. So it transforms the people involved in this, the followers. Transformational leadership involves emotions, values, ethics and standards, as well as long-term objectives. And transformational leadership involves determining followers' motivations, meeting their needs, and treating them as human beings. And lastly, transformational leadership is a unique style of influence that motivates followers to go above and beyond what is typically expected of them. And it's a process that frequently has the presence of charismatic and visionary leaderships. Have you ever been motivated to go above and beyond what was expected of you?
Absolutely. 100%.
You were transformed, and that would make you strive to be a better person, wouldn't it?
It does, absolutely.
Who are some of the transformational leaders from history? At the top of everyone's list is Nelson Mandela. You know, Dave, after years of leading the struggle for democracy in South Africa, and even 27 years in jail, he was released when the country reached a tipping point in its fight against oppression. Despite those ordeals, Nelson Mandela emerged from prison to serve as the country's next president, promoting forgiveness and unity. And by doing so, he transformed South Africa into a democratic nation. So he transformed an entire nation.
You know, the thing that I think I know that affected me most by just watching him was, you would think this guy would come out and be bitter and be mad and be ticked off. But his smile, Chris... And I think sometimes a smile can cover over a lot of things.
It can.
And he knew to find his joy in something other than this world. And I believe it's God. I always do. That's the only thing I can do.
Oh, absolutely.
And so he found his smile in the midst of really quite the tribulation.
Yes.
And that's pretty impressive to me. How about you, Chris?
It really is. You know, he's noted for a complete lack of ego, too.
100%.
He was truly a transformational leader. And here's another one for you, Sir Winston Churchill. He was really good at focusing on the bigger picture, and he used his leadership to teach courage to the British people. If you know what they were going through at the time, they needed courage, and he was the right person for that.
He was 100%. And, you know, each one that you are talking about, it really is a surrender of their ego.
Yes.
And, you know, I always heard the term, I think Rick Warren started it, was with ego, it's edging God out.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, and so
edging God out. Yeah.
So as a leader, my biggest issue to humble up, I got to make sure that I'm not edging God out, and God's getting all the glory. And that way, in humility, It's his, not mine.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
I think that deserved a round of applause.
I appreciate that.
Edging God out. That is wonderful.
That's one of my favorite things to say because I catch myself. We all have egos.
Yes.
And sometimes we like to get our ego stroked. Let's just be honest about it.
Yes, we do.
That's the truth. We need to understand, though, it's about God getting the glory, not us getting anything. Because at the end of the day, what we're going to get is heaven. And that is
Amen
incredible.
To that. Yes. I love that.
So the goal is heaven.
Amen. Oh, here we go. I can hear it starting.
Come on now.
Here we go. Praise Him.
Preach it, Brother Dave.
All right. So another transformational leader is President Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln believed that in the most challenging times, the leader's attitude determines the spirit of the country, and Lincoln was frequent to say praise is the most effective and most powerful thing to do.
And the thing about Lincoln, again, he lost more than he won.
He did.
He lost so many times, but he never gave up.
That's exactly right.
And I think that's a transformational leader, someone that doesn't give up. They know the prize.
They can't give up, yeah.
Well, you know the prize, man, and you got to just keep towards the prize.
They believe in it so much, and they're able to convince you to believe in it too.
And as Christians, if our prize is heaven, that's the goal. And as leaders, we're wanting to love people back to Jesus so that we lead them the way Jesus leads us.
Absolutely. You know, I've got two more, and I think that's a perfect lead-in. A transformational leader believes in the goal so much that they're willing to sacrifice everything, and they can convince the followers to believe in it too. And who was top of that? That was Dr. Martin Luther King. He was one of the most famous transformational leaders in history. He was a great American human rights activist, and he will forever be remembered by the world for his contributions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Go back and read some of his speeches. He does always include God. I know
Yes. There'll
be someone in this that hears this and is very cynical towards that. But let me just say this.
We don't have people like that listening to us, do we?
Yeah, well, let's hope not.
No. Hey,
you know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. But if you are, let me just tell you in love, you know, throw back the judgment a little bit and just know that God can use anybody and everybody because he uses you.
Very good.
So there you go.
I've got one more. A very famous transformational leader was Princess Diana.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I can totally see that.
Highly praised for her charity work. And initially, she was noted for being shy. But it didn't take long. Very soon, her charisma and her charms and her friendliness gained popularity. And you know, she was a sponsor of nearly 100 charities, and she used her position of power to support many humanitarian organizations around the world.
She really cared for children. She had a heart for children like nobody's business. And I commend her for that 100%.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
So I'm going to throw some out that I think are transformational leaders from the Bible. Dave, you tell me what you think about these.
Okay.
The first one is Abraham, the father of all nations. He was a monotheist in a pagan society. He had courage and confidence. He had high morals and ethics and a strong sense of justice.
100%. And he listened to God, even when God made him think that he was going to have to sacrifice his only son.
He did.
His son with Sarah. Guess what? God always shows up.
But yes.
He knew that God would show up, and he trusted in that, and he knew that he would put him on the altar, and he still knew that God would show up. That's faith. I want to have that kind of faith.
Yes.
And I think leaders that truly are doing the right thing has a faith for God that knows that whatever's going to happen to me today, me and God can handle it.
Amen to that.
Come on now.
And another thing, I don't think Abraham had a huge ego. And the reason I say that is if you remember the story when he was sitting at his tent and he saw three strangers and he ran out to them and he invited them into his home and he washed their feet and he fed them and he didn't know who they were.
I've always thought that too.
Yeah.
And I think you're 100% on that.
So another one, I think this one goes without saying, but let's throw it out there. Jesus. I think Jesus was definitely a transformational leader, and transformational leaders encourage you. And the first thing that came to my mind was Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world.
Amen. And look at the way that he treated those who were probably not like-minded with him at all.
Yes.
But he loved them. I love the woman at the well. And I love the fact, one of the key things that happened with the woman at the well is she left her water jar with Jesus. And that was what brought her there, because she was in this sin relationship. And she left it with Jesus. What if leaders actually started leaving our stuff, our sin, our stupidity, and all of our things with Jesus?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, we've become leaders of God, and that's what he wants us to be.
Absolutely. That would be truly amazing.
Amen.
And the last one I've got from the Bible, and there's so many in there, but these are just some that I came up with quickly, is the Apostle Paul. You know, he seeks creative change at a face-to-face level with his letter to Philemon. How do we say that again?
You were fine. Philemon is all Philemon. How I. Here's how you say a Bible name that you don't know. You ready? Philemon. Just say it so fast, no one even knows. There it is. When I get some of all the different, you know, names that you have to go through sometimes, and it's hard to pronounce them, just say it fast. God knows you don't know them, so that's okay.
If you look at not only how the Apostle Paul transformed himself, how he was transformed, but he transformed so many relationships when he works on the collection of the poor saints in Jerusalem is a good example, or his encounters with Greek philosophy and Roman law. He shows how to transform the discussion of public theology for everyone.
Right. And Paul was passionate, man.
Yes, he was.
He knew what was right, and he knew how to take that to people and give that to people. And that's a pretty amazing thing, I think.
Very good. So what are the characteristics of transformational leadership? And if you think back to the examples we've given, those people should have most, if not all, of these. The transformational leadership is attentive to the needs and motives of the followers and tries to help the followers reach their fullest potential. The transformational leader is very charismatic. People are naturally drawn to them, and they also have strong moral values. Think of the list that we had from Winston Churchill to Dr. Martin Luther King. They all had strong moral values.
Amen. Amen.
They try to link the identity of the followers to the collective identity of the organization. In other words, you're a part of this. We need you. We can't do without you. You're a big part of what we do.
100%.
And they express high expectations for their followers.
Right.
And transformational leadership are known for something called the four I's. The first I is the idealized influence. Then they act as role models with high standards of morals and ethics. And the second is inspiring. They have high expectations, value, and a high commitment, and they'll inspire you to have those too. The third I of the four I's is intellectual stimulation. That's where they challenge the followers to be creative and innovative. And lastly, of the four I's is idealized consideration. They listen carefully to the followers, and they act as a coach and a mentor to assist followers. They help the followers with very personal challenges, and they're always very optimistic.
So, you know, one of the things that we talked about before we even got started today, not everyone can do this, is what you told me, kind of. So how can someone strive to do better at these things? How do you work on them? Just kind of make them as goals?
You know, strong moral values you can certainly have.
Check.
You can have high expectations for your followers.
Check.
But the issue is usually the charismatic part of this.
Right.
Typically, if you do have strong moral values, you will become charismatic over time. People are attracted to that.
Right. I think what you have to understand is you may think you're not a people person, but that alone may help you to attract people, because
exactly.
Not everyone
yes.
wants someone who's overwhelming and who's you know, is this seat saved? Well, I am. You know, you don't want, let me tell you about my Jesus. You know, you don't always want that. You don't always need that. And so it's really important to know sometimes you need someone who's more laid back.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is anybody and everybody can be used by God and can actually, I think, take a lot of what this information is and apply it. Especially when you try to live like Jesus and
completely.
You look at Paul as an inspiration. These are all things you can do to get better. I don't know, Paul, I don't know how charismatic he was. I think sometimes people didn't even like him.
True.
But what Paul brought to the table was he knew the truth. He knew the word better than anybody at the table probably. And he slowly became someone who knew Jesus. And when you know Jesus, your influence can be charismatic, just that alone. Jesus is charismatic.
Amen.
And his Holy Spirit can make you and help you to be more charismatic. Amen in that to way. That. I do believe that with all my heart.
I believe that too. And I think you brought up such an important point. A lot of times the common misconception of a leader is they're very outgoing. They're gregarious. They're the life of the party. They're the person that you want to invite when you want to have fun. But think about the transformational leaders, especially the ones we've listed. I can't imagine Abraham Lincoln was that way or Dr. Martin Luther King, but they're the people you want running the ship because they're going to get more out of people than anyone else possibly can.
In the beginning, Abraham Lincoln felt like people didn't even like him.
And I'm so, sure.
I've read that, and I believe that to be true. And I think the thing is, he didn't quit and say, oh, I give up. I'm sure he wanted to, but he decided to fix his eyes on the goal and go for it. And that's and
look at what he accomplished too.
You know, and as Christians, we're called in Hebrews 12 to fix our eyes on Christ Jesus. Amen. So we've got the mentality. We just got to do the application.
And that's it. That's exactly right. So I'm going to move on. Are you sitting down, Dave?
I am sitting down.
Well, I've got a bit of a warning. Transformational leadership comes with a warning.
Okay. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. I wish I had some scary music could play when we don't.
Boom, boom.
Oh, that's working.
Sorry. I try to do the thing from Law and Order. Boom, boom. Sorry.
Love it. Okay.
Thank you.
So be warned that sometimes people can confuse transformational leadership with something called pseudo-transformational leadership. And here's the difference. Transformational leaders focus on engaging others to create a connection that increases the motivation and morality in both the leader and follower. Pseudo-transformational leaders only focus on the leader's interest, and they usually use manipulation, and they give no regard to the interest of their followers.
Gotcha.
So how do we know the difference? We know the characteristics of transformational leadership. Here's some of the characteristics of the pseudo-transformational leadership. The leaders are transforming, so they can transform people too, but in a negative way. They are self-consumed, power-oriented, and they have warped moral values. They're absolutely unwilling to encourage independent thought in followers. They have little or no caring for others, and they manipulate the followers for the leader's own needs.
I'm feeling like we're getting ready to get some examples.
Well, it's perfect timing.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
We need another one of those. There, yeah.
Thank you.
So who are some examples of pseudo-transformational leaders from history? Adolf Hitler, of course. Saddam Hussein is another. Mao Zedong is another. Osama bin Laden. These people are the evil versions of transformational leaders. They're able to take people and transform them into something evil that the person normally couldn't have done by themselves.
I think the key word that I've heard you say, I think, is attract. They attract,
yes.
But it doesn't mean that it's right. And I think there are people that are attractive to things that are not of God. And
yes.
when Satan so knows how to manipulate. Let me make sure I tell you, he knows your weakest link, and he knows how to get on it, and he knows how to take you out of what's important. So,
he absolutely does.
But I think attraction is a lot of what you're talking about.
Yes.
I think that's right.
These people drew others to them, especially Hitler, Hussein, Mao Zedong, of course, Osama bin Laden. People were drawn to them, and then they manipulated them. They abused them. They were so self-centered and power-oriented that they used these people for their own power.
Well, and we look at it like, wow, man, they'd have to be crazy. But what happens is you start thinking, well, if Chris believes it, I trust Chris. Maybe I'm missing something.
Yes.
The next thing you know, people who really don't believe in this value that this person's bringing, but they believe in someone connected to it, they start believing in a leader that really isn't taking them the right place.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's exactly how it happens.
Yeah.
So who are some pseudo-transformational leaders from the Bible? Can you think of anyone that's self-consumed, power-oriented, they're manipulative, like maybe Satan in the Garden of Eden?
I was getting ready to say, the devil!
Yeah. How about Ahab?
Ahab, there you go.
What it said, he was more evil than any that came before him.
That's right. We have examples throughout the scripture of people who are evil. So.
Yeah, I think of Herod right away because Herod was so power-oriented that he was willing to kill all the firstborn children just so no one could come and take over.
Right. That's called ego-driven.
Absolutely.
And what is ego? Edging God out. There you go.
I love that. So, okay, what are some of the strengths of transformational leadership? We'll just shift off pseudo-transformational leadership and get back to transformational leadership.
We're gone. Let's go.
Right away, it has intuitive appeal. People are attracted to transformational leadership because it just makes sense to them. Transformational leadership emphasizes the followers. The true transformational leader will take care of the needs, values, and morals of the followers and make them better.
There you go. Amen.
And transformational leadership is effective. There's tons of studies and evidence that support that transformational leadership is a very effective form of leadership. It's been one of the most studied of all forms, and it works.
Absolutely.
So lastly, and we'll end on this, what are some of the criticisms of transformational leadership? It treats leadership more as a personality trait or a predisposition than a behavior that can be taught. And we discussed that. How do you teach someone to be charismatic? It's not that easy to do.
Right.
It can be elitist and anti-democratic.
I got you.
Transformational leadership can suffer from the heroic leadership bias. And it has the potential to be abused, and that's where our pseudo-transformational leaders come from. And here's an interesting one in the latest studies. For whatever reason, and I don't know why, we don't know why yet, transformational leadership is not typically well received by millennials.
Huh.
That's an interesting thought.
That is an interesting thought. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get more studies on that to find out why. But that, in a nutshell, is transformational leadership.
It's good. And so our scripture to kind of go along with it is Romans 12, right before 12:12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice. That word sacrifice there is the Greek word called thusia, which also can mean offering. And so what God's telling us there is to be a living offering. And that means giving yourself up every day to him. What does that do? It's holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but here's the word, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will.
Oh,
transformation is an important thing.
Love that.
Thanks for listening to us. Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us. Anything else, Chris?
I think that's got it.
You guys have an awesome week. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.
This is an LBS production, which stands for pounds. I don't know if you knew that or not, but it also stands for laughing because we're saved. But we kind of like the pounds, so Chris will lift them and I will gain them, and we will have a great time. Thanks for listening.